Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. This is Herb Warple, editor-in-chief of Engineered Systems Magazine. Thanks for pressing play and sharing a few minutes of your busy day with us. So episode 9 begins a 6-part series featuring 6 of the winners from our 20 to watch Women in HVAC contest. Today, we'll kick off that series with Dana Ritchie, sustainability consultant, energy analyst, and HVAC systems designer with Newcomb & Boyd. Well, Dana, welcome to the podcast. If you could please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, hi, I'm Dana Ritchie. I'm a mechanical engineer at Newcomb & Boyd based out of Atlanta. So I am part of our energy and sustainability team, where I am an internal consultant to our engineers, and I'm also an external consultant to other building owners and architects, and I'm also an HVAC designer.
Great. Now, you were one of our 20 women who were honored in the 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest, so congratulations for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know you have a great deal of post-nominal titles after your name. Just going to run down the list here. We got PE, Lead AP, BD and C, Lead AP, ID and C, Resetter, RESET AP, GP, CP, and Fitwell Ambassador. That is a lot.
Right.
To me, that signifies that you've accomplished quite a bit, especially since you're only 34 years old. Can you touch on the importance and significance of those titles?
Sure. Yeah, there are certainly a lot of titles after my name. And I think having these accreditations really isn't about having the letters. I know it's easy to get caught up in that. That's not at all what my goal was in pursuing these accreditations. For me, the most important title in that list is professional engineer. It validates me in my current role and gives my voice more credibility at the table. And it was certainly the most difficult exam. And the others are also really important, and I'm very proud of them. I think for me, it's about the continuing education and having the knowledge to help my teammates and my company and my clients. And I think it demonstrates that I'm serious not only about the design side, but also about the sustainability side.
Great. Now, all those post-nominal titles have added up to your current title, which is Sustainability Consultant, Energy Analyst, and HVAC Systems Designer. So your responsibilities must be quite wide-ranging. Can you walk us through a typical day for you at Newcomb & Boyd?
So I think it's difficult to try to describe a typical day at Newcomb & Boyd because I do so many different things. But in general, I serve as an internal consultant where I work with our engineers to understand and comply with energy conservation codes and standards as it relates to their specific project. Could be in a different state, could be in Georgia, so I need to be familiar with all of those. And I'm also, more than just helping them comply with the minimum requirements for whatever that energy code or standard is, I'm helping them to exceed that and make that a standard practice, work towards exceptional energy savings, exceptional indoor air quality. And I think that's what sets us apart from other engineering firms and makes the energy and sustainability department at Newcomb & Boyd a really important piece. So I apply those same principles also to external consulting, where I help building owners and architects do the exact same thing with their buildings and their energy standards and codes and rating systems and whatever that may be. And then I bring all of that together to apply those same principles to HVAC systems that I'm designing. So it all kind of works together.
Okay, and of all those hats that you wear, is there one that's nearest and dearest to your heart, and what is it and why so?
I think it would be sustainability consultant. Mm-hmm. And for me, as cliche as it may sound, I got involved in this industry because I wanted to make a difference and help mitigate climate change. Mm-hmm. And within that role, I'm able to help other engineers and other clients design buildings that are saving energy and are better for the environment. And I'd like to continue to do that and eventually work on more net zero buildings or a living building challenge to basically, leave the environment better instead of making the buildings less bad. So when I'm able to work as a sustainability consultant both internally and externally, I actually feel like I'm making a difference in what I do every day.
Awesome. Well, let's jump in the DeLorean and go back a few years. At what point in your life did you know that engineering was the career for you?
It's took me a minute. you know, when I started school, I started out as a nursing major, and then I was like, well, I'll just go all the way. I'll do pre-med. And then I didn't like that, so I switched to business, and I, you know, finally talked to a career counselor and a couple of mentors, and I ended up taking this exam to try to figure out what was a good fit. And they recommended mechanical engineering. And to be honest, I really didn't understand exactly what that was. And so I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I took a thermodynamics class and loved it. And that was what made me decide this is what I want to do.
So what happened after you took that thermodynamics class?
Well, I kept going with the engineering program, and my one of my professors asked me if I wanted to lead an undergraduate research project to build a solar-powered vehicle, and I said absolutely, and I think that's what really started getting me excited about alternative energy and energy savings, and it eventually led to where I am now.
Okay. Was there ever a moment where you thought, I'm just not sure if this is going to work out, and maybe you went back and thought, maybe I need to start this all over again?
All the time. It's constant. In school, it was when I took a dynamics class, and it was extremely difficult. And then when I took a machine design class, so it was constantly like, oh, I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing. And then even when I got out of school, I started out as a commissioning assistant. I didn't understand any of the building systems. I'd never seen building drawings before, and I felt like I was never going to learn this stuff. And eventually I did, and then I came to Newcomb and Boyd, and it was very technically challenging. There's a lot of really intelligent people here, and so I felt that way again. And then I had my daughter and trying to manage work-life balance, and I didn't think I could do that either. So every time I come across a new challenge, I doubt myself, but I have to remember that I've always overcome it in the past, and I'll continue to do that.
Awesome. In our 20 to Watch Women in HVAC coverage, you identified the day you passed your PE exam as the proudest moment of your career. Can you tell us a little bit more about that journey?
Yeah. It was actually fairly recently. It was 2 years ago.
Okay.
So I was 32, and it was something I knew I wanted to do for a long time, but I had to wait because I had a mechanical engineering technology degree. And in the state of Georgia, once you have that degree, you can take the FE exam. And once you pass the FE exam, then you have to have 7 years of experience under a licensed professional engineer. So because I waited to take the FE exam until, you know, several years after I graduated, I wasn't actually eligible to even take the exam until 2 years ago. So it was really challenging, and there was a lot of buildup to that point. And I didn't have a ton of HVAC design experience at that time, but I knew that to continue to grow in this industry and to get where I wanted to be, I really needed to make that a priority. So I started studying. I kept a calendar when I studied. It was about 3 hours a night on weeknights and 8 hours a day on weekends.
Wow.
And I was dedicated and diligent and stayed with that schedule. And I passed it the first time. So I was very proud after putting in 273 hours of studying.
273 hours is incredible.
Not that I was counting.
So outside of your PE, what other professional accomplishments are you proud of?
I think I'm really proud of getting into this industry in the first place.
Sure.
It wasn't an easy straight line path for me at all. I graduated in 2008 from college in the middle of a recession. I found a job, thankfully, but I lost that job in 2009 when there were layoffs happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And no one was hiring, and they definitely didn't want to hire a 23-year-old with absolutely no experience. And so it forced me to get out of my comfort zone. I was going to networking events every day. I was calling up industry CEOs to ask them to lunch and ask them for advice. I really had nothing to lose at that point. What got me here, or at least in the industry, was I called up one of the industry CEOs. His name was James Marlowe. He owned Radiant Solar, and he's since retired, but he and I had lunch, and I was telling him what I'm interested in and kind of about my background, and he said, have you ever heard of the LEED rating system? And I hadn't at the time, and he said, you should check it out. I think you might like it. So I read the reference guide. I took the Green Associate exam, and I decided I wanted to do something with LEED and green buildings, and here I am.
So of all the projects you've worked on so far, which would you deem the most challenging?
That's a really good question, and I think it's difficult for me to identify a single project. As I continue to learn and grow in this industry, anything new that I encounter is always a challenge. So, you know, the first time I managed my own project, the first time I completed an energy model for a regular office building, then completing an energy model for a hospital building, and then, you know, designing an HVAC system for a lab building, it's always something more challenging and new. So, and I like that. I need that. So I think as I continue to grow in the industry, there'll always be new challenges.
Sure. And speaking of challenges, can you share a few of the challenges you've experienced as a woman in a male-dominated industry?
Sure. Yeah. Engineering is obviously very male-dominated. Mm-hmm. In the Society of Women Engineers indicated in 2019 that only 13% of engineers are women. So
wow.
We don't have a lot of role models in this industry. It's very difficult to find other women to look up to and obtain advice from and kind of see how they act and how they handle certain situations. And that can create a tremendous lack of confidence, at least it did for me. And so I think my confidence has improved as I've gotten older. And I have found female mentors. That was really helpful. I think the confidence piece makes it very challenging.
Okay, so what does the future hold for you?
I'm not really sure. I think I really don't know. You know, my career has changed so much over the years, and I continue kind of moving and changing that. But I think the one thing that I do know is I'll continue to take on challenging experiences and eventually become a leader in this industry that other women can look up to. So I have an opportunity to be that role model that, you know, I would have liked and do like to have now in the industry.
Great. And here's an opportunity for you to start that role. Any advice for a young woman who may be considering or is just entering the engineering world?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my advice would be that you're smarter than you think you are, and you're stronger than you think you are, and you're more capable and more intelligent than you think you are. So just constantly remind yourself of that. And no matter what obstacles, and there will definitely be obstacles, always strive to move forward and be better.
Fantastic advice. Dana, if our listeners are interested in connecting with you or Newcomb and Boyd, where should they turn?
I'm Dana Ritchie, and you can find me on LinkedIn. And also visit Newcomb & Boyd's website at newcomb-boyd.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, and we hope that 2020 is your best year yet.
Thanks a lot.
That wraps up our interview with Dana Ritchie. As she noted, if you're interested in learning more about Newcomb & Boyd, you can visit newcomb-boyd.com. That's www.newcomb-boyd.com. If you're interested in reading more about Dana, or the other 19 winners of our 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest, you can visit bit.ly/2020ESWomen, all in caps. So bit.ly/2020ESWOMEN in caps. I'm also happy to share that our podcast is now officially on iTunes. Be sure to bookmark it there so you can enjoy all past and future episodes of the show. Thanks for tuning in to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.